Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
This Brian and Janelle Mornings welcoming Joe and Cindy Farini from My Marriage Matters. Good morning, Joe and Cindy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Janelle.
Hey, nice to hear your voices. Mm-hmm. And you always come with great conversations to help us pursue health in our marriage. And today we're focusing on our vows. Cindy, you were going to start us off with a story of a couple you know of.
Yes, I'd love to. First of all, this couple was to be married in May of 2020. This is a friend of mine, her daughter. Mm-hmm. And well, you know what 2020 held for everyone.
Yeah.
Something changed for everyone in 2020.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they were planning a wedding, this couple, and the wedding had to be canceled. But I'll tell you what happened in a minute. The wedding had to be canceled. Their ministry graduation was canceled. He was from out of the country. His visas were all messed up. He had to get back for military duty. She couldn't get a visa. I mean, it was, they couldn't travel. It was one thing after another. And I watched them with such maturity in Christ weather that storm. But instead of a May wedding, they chose to have a June wedding where they would just have 20 guests. Mm-hmm. Someone offered them a mountaintop home in California where they were. And they had this gorgeous view in the distance. And as they said their vows, there was a rainbow over this lake that almost looked like it was the blue out of Alaska. An eagle flew by. I mean, it was just majestic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember saying to her, you know, you would have never had that in Ohio.
Yeah, right.
But it wasn't a consolation prize because they still wanted to have like a celebration, which they just had in July. But what I wanted to concentrate on wasn't so much what they lost by not having the wedding in May and what they gained by the June beauty that someone allowed for them to use their home. But when we went for their, it was just a celebration, and they wanted to be sure that people knew, you know, we have already said our vows. But what they did is exchanged with each other what they learned in the last 2 years. And I don't think there was a dry eye in the place. You know, they were so transparent without revealing anything, you know, of private nature. But, you know, we talk about having weekly dates and monthly outings and get a weekend away and take a yearly vacation kind of stuff. And I'm telling you what, I think every marriage should have something like that, that after 2 or 3 years before a group of other people, you say the reality of what your vows have meant to you, not just rehearsing and re-saying your vows. I felt like that was so meaningful. They had a for better, for worse, richer, for poorer, sickness and in health until death do us part story to share. So I just feel like that's a setup for us to really just be able to talk about really the importance of the vows that we say to one another.
Yeah, I like that. And that couple kind of started off in the midst of turbulence, which is usually not something we focus on in weddings.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, I can't think of one thing that went their way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And that's usually, whether we like it or not, what brings us together the most. And Joe, that takes us kind of into our focus today, which is on vows. Can you talk to us about the purpose of our vows and what they should mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. That ceremony Cindy's referring to was amazing. And this young couple recognized not just the importance of their vows, but the seriousness of their marriage vows.
Yeah.
And I just need to be reminded of the fact that, you know, vows represent a covenant. They're a high-level commitment relationship, a bond that commits a husband and wife to one another before God. And those marriage vows, when it's really understood, really represent the glue in our relationship. Those vows remind us not to quit because we vowed not to quit. It's a pretty simple thing when you narrow it down to that. And now, and the reality is, you know, there's going to be times that we just need to be reminded of those vows. And let's face it, we're all going to experience difficult times in our life journey. But it's during those hardest times, it's when those vows will be tested. And it's that commitment glue that really is the thing that holds us together. And, you know, Cindy and I, we've been working with married couples now for over 40 years. And one of the conclusions that we have made is that most marriage problems are not really marriage problems. They're God problems. Mm. They can often be traced back to one or both partners, people having a poor relationship with God,
yeah,
or at least a faulty understanding of God. So it's our position that an accurate picture understanding of God is vital to a healthy marriage relationship. Actually, for the truth of the matter is that a right relationship and understanding of God is vital to everything. But, I realize that you folks call this the My Marriage Matters segment, but the reality is that if your marriage matters to you, mm-hmm, your relationship with God should be even more significant.
Yeah.
And there can never be a time in our marriage or any time in our lives where we become complacent in our relationship with God. And the bottom line of all marriage is that when people are right with God, they're going to be right with each other.
Yeah.
And so I think that would really begin to address a lot of the major problems that I think we see happening in marriages today, is that without a healthy fear of God, we're not going to fully enjoy life and enjoy love. And our point is that a healthy fear of God is at the foundation of who we are. And that will lead to a beautiful life and a beautiful marriage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, just living out those vows becomes a joy for those who have a really healthy love and a healthy fear of God.
Right.
I love that reminder, Joe, and it's actually something that I learned the hard way in springtime when I was coming to the Lord about, Lord, fix my marriage. And he kind of flipped it on me. He was like, no, let's fix you. It starts with you. So I like that. And your reminder of we're not taking our vows seriously. I'm going to be honest. I've been married 23 years this month. I don't remember my vows. So I wanted you to kind of talk to us about how to refresh in those. If you've been married for decades, like, what do we do today to look back at our vows and refresh our marriage and our purpose?
Well, I love this question. And first of all, I want to wish you a happy anniversary for your 23rd anniversary.
Oh, why, thank you.
And, yeah. And what is, are you willing to share the date of your anniversary?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was August 7th.
Oh, so you just had it August 7th.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And we will celebrate our 43rd on Wednesday.
Wow.
And I feel like, you begin a track record, don't you, from those moments when you say your vows and you think, like, how long will we stay married and how long till death do us part?
Yeah.
And, you know, we are at that place in life right now where, every moment is so important because we realize we're in the later stages of life. And 43 years, honestly, when I think about having said those vows, it's really hard to look forward and say, wow, we'll be married for 43 years. Mm. Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. But I think, in terms of refreshing your vows, when you get married, and I'll just speak for myself, I remember standing before the pastor and the congregants and thinking to myself, oh, so naively, oh, we'll never have the worst. We'll only have better.
Right, right.
we'll only accumulate wealth, not be poor.
Yes.
We'll never have illness. And life will just, like, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
Well, a couple years into our marriage, we had our son, Joey, which really changed a perspective a lot.
Yeah.
But I only share that. And then we have had two more children, which just adds, as you said, to life being full and fun and crazy and challenging. But, we talk often about refreshing your marriage by getting away and doing the weekly dates, which I just mentioned before the break. Those are all so important.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the way that we truly refresh a marriage is when we can look at each other and have the kind of intimacy, not just physical intimacy, but the intimacy that we can look at each other, talk deeply with each other. I mean, not just business, like we're a business partner and go to dinner and say, okay, so what's on our calendar? We've had those dinners and that's okay. But I don't think that's what refreshes your vows. I think what refreshes your vows is when you both take the time to look at one another and really say, like, how can I make life better for this person? Not how can I get back at them? How can I get back at them because they didn't do or say or think or act the way I wanted them to? How can I be the person that God wants me to be. And that goes back to what Joe was sharing about having a healthy fear of God. I think if we just go through marriage and think we have it all, you know, like we've got it all together and like I know what I need and what I want and I'm just going to say it. And if I don't get it, I'm out of here.
Right.
No, we have to be mindful of really keeping our words for those vows, which we just said that they were. But also when we do continue to refresh our marriage in terms of asking the Lord, you know, where am I and what am I doing that's right or wrong? I think that's really how you refresh it. And I don't know if Joe would have anything to add.
Sure. I would just reinforce the fact what we said earlier is that what I really love about the marriage vows is that those marriage vows put into words mm-hmm. the action steps that are the result of a right relationship with God. And if every married couple would begin to focus more on God and do that regularly, many marriage problems would disappear. Again, many marriage problems are not really marriage problems. They're heart problems. They are God problems. Mm. And again, having met with many married couples over the years, we've just learned that if we just step back far enough and just listen to people complain about their spouses and their marriage in general, it becomes pretty clear after a while that what the issue is that there's a lack of intimacy with God that is causing a major void in these people's lives.
Yeah.
And so what do they do with the void? Well, nature doesn't like voids, so you want to fill that void. And what people fill that with are things like wealth and pleasure and fame and respect and, sadly, other people. And so a healthy fear of God protects our marriage. And reviewing our vows on a regular basis just provides, I think, a really practical way to remember the importance of a right relationship with God. And when things are right with God, your marriage can actually begin to become what it was designed to be. And I love Francis Chan's quote. Here's a quote from him. He says that, quote, draw close to God and let your marriage be the overflow of that relationship, unquote. You know, when you can do that, keeping the marriage vows alive and well, that becomes a lot easier to do. So I think we need to just go back to the origin of where those words came from and just be reminded daily of the importance and significance of building intimacy with God if we want to build intimacy with each other.
I love that. Well, go ahead, Sydney.
If I could just add, too, I love that Joe has said, you know, if there's issues in your marriage, it's usually a God problem. And I just want to be clear for anybody who popped in at a different time than when we explained it, to just say it's not that God is the problem, it's that our relationship with God is not right.
Right.
Yeah. And that is the problem. But also just to go one more step further from what I was saying before when you asked how to refresh your vows, really what this couple did that we talked about at the beginning of this segment, they didn't just renew their vows at their celebration. What they did was really go through them in such a unique way to say what we learned this year. And some of it was hard stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that really refreshed them. And I can tell you, it refreshed those of us who were listening as well.
Yeah, I like that. You know, one of my favorite quotes about marriage, it starts off by saying, a strong marriage rarely has two strong people at the same time. And you guys have brought up examples of, there's the couple you mentioned, or people saying, let's sit together and refresh our vows. Sometimes you don't have a spouse that's in that space with you at the same time. And the Lord calls you to love sacrificially when it's hard, when it's not reciprocated.
Right.
So can you kind of speak a little bit to someone who's in that situation?
Well, you know, that's hard. It's definitely hard. And I don't want someone to think like, if you just do steps 1, 2, and 3, everything will be fine. I know several people who are in marriages, just like what you're describing, longer married than even we are, and they're very unhappy. One person in the marriage is unhappy. The other one is just like not willing to listen, doesn't want to really hear what the spouse has to say. But I do think if we're unwilling in that way, I think it makes it just very difficult. And, you know, the thing that I would probably recommend is for the person who is not happy in their marriage because the spouse doesn't want to really make things better, they should go for counseling and really begin to understand from their own point of view, how can they get through the rest of their life, especially if it's not abusive. Which some things could be abusive if you're not being paid attention to and things like that. There's not enough time for us, and we're not really counselors to be able to share really the depth to the depth that a person would need to go. But, you know, if you are a keeper of your word and you keep that promise till death do us part, you know you're going to go through rough patches. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a rough patch. Sometimes it is life. And we have to be the faithful one. We have to be the honest one. We have to be the caring one. God is calling us sometimes to a higher road, to a higher cause, even in marriage. And yeah. Is it easy? No, it is not easy. But I think that we're called to that.
Yeah. Any final thoughts, Joe?
Well, I would just like to keep in mind for everybody that, you know, we need to be reminded that there's an enemy out there that seeks to destroy our marriage. And we need to keep in mind that, you know, our battle is not against flesh and blood. And so, I mean, if one spouse is stronger than another spouse, this is where the value of developing good disciplines early in your marriage is so important. And we need to recognize and use the weapons that God has provided for us in order to successfully engage in this spiritual battle against the devil. And the two main weapons that we all have at our disposal is one, sincere, concentrated prayers, and two, accurately studying God's word. Yeah. These spiritual weapons are safeguards for our marriage. And so even when spouse is not on track or where they should be, if we have developed these disciplines that we should have learned during discipleship training at some point, as you develop these spiritual disciplines, they will eventually get you back on track where you need to be. It takes time.
Thank you so much, Joe and Cindy Farini from My Marriage Matters. I know you usually have resources connected to the topics we talk about online. So where can people find you if they want more?
Well, the best place would be My Marriage Matters on Facebook. We try every day to put something up that is either encouraging, fun, funny, something to talk about. And this will be, thanks to Ron and our web guy, Kevin, this will be on tomorrow. Posted there, this whole conversation, which we really appreciate that we've had the chance to do. And also, just for people who are interested to renew their vows and have a really nice weekend, the Family Life Weekend to Remember is going to be in Akron, October 14th through the 16th. Mm-hmm. And people can go to familylife.com and learn more about it.
Mm-hmm. That's a great event. Len and I went, and we have newer vows. It's about 10 years old now from that event hanging on our wall. So don't miss that one. It's a great event to take advantage of. Thank you, Joe and Cindy, for being on.
Thank you.